Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Never forget the pilgrims who I believe their sacrifice was leaving their families to come to Thanksgiving dinner in America. And they needed to get here and they fought through disease, famine, all that. Just to have a good turkey meal.
You know what I remember about Thanksgiving? When we think back to being younger and at the table, and we didn't have a kid's table at my grandmother's house because it wasn't, we had this huge table and we just didn't have enough room for a smaller table. But I remember the teeny tiny wine goblets we'd have. When I say goblet, it seems big, but they were tiny. They were kid size wine glass. And we'd all have a little pink Catawba. So even as children, while the adults would have something, it wasn't unheard of back then for young people to have a little tiny bit of wine. And we'd have the we felt like we were high society because we'd have these crystal little wine glasses. And again, my grandmother did not come from much. My grandfather died in the mines. Yeah, she was, she had to raise these kids on her own after he passed away. I think like 1951 was the year.
Oh, wow. So that's a long time.
Yeah, it was a pretty long time because, I was born in 67. So she didn't have a lot, but they had a nice service set for Thanksgiving and our wine glasses and our pink Catawba.
That's a type of wine, I'm guessing.
It is. It was just
I've looked at recently
a little teeny tiny splash.
Catawba?
Catawba.
Catawba.
It's C-A-T-A-W-B-A. Catawba. You all know Catawba.
I've never seen this before.
Right? It's a wine. It's a cheap wine. That's for sure.
Oh, is it?
570-883-0098. Did you get your own pink Catawba or what did you have? I mean, because back then it wasn't, unheard of for young people to have a little sip here or there. For the holidays, it was only on the holidays. All right, so give me a break.
Yeah, it's not a problem unless it's only on the holidays and most Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Very different world today. And the lammy butter that was on, was that on Easter, lammy butter?
Was that the butter that was carved?
No, now there's a turkey butter. There's turkey butter. Yeah, the carved butter. Sorry, lammy is on Easter. What would that,
is it for Easter?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be
so
an egg?
Thanksgiving would,
I don't know, just,
Thanksgiving would have, some would have turkey butter. Anyway, Thanksgiving is a-coming, folks. How are you cooking the turkey? We didn't have such a thing as air frying back then.
I don't think anyone's air frying their turkey, though, are they?
Or what do you call it? The oil? What is that? Deep frying
deep
a turkey?
Deep frying, yeah. I mentioned this yesterday, but there's videos that are out this time of year. Every year, they're fascinating to watch, even though I've never deep fried a turkey. No, that's not true. When I first came back, my brother-in-law did, and we were sure he was going to burn the house down. He didn't.
Good news.
The video, just a reminder, if it's frozen, don't put it in the oil because it makes a very spectacularly big
it
fire.
It can be very dangerous.
You want to say spectacular, not like, whoa, that's great. Like, you're going to burn your house down.
It's a danger. Danger, danger.
Yeah, if any of you people who are, they're right when they say this. Yeah, but if you just follow the instructions and know what you're doing, you're going to be fine.
Right.
You're right. But most people are like me and don't. Don't try to convince me to do this.
Unlike a number of years ago, think pre-COVID for a few years, you'd have those, hey, we're going to open on Thanksgiving.
Not anymore.
There was a lot of, what was interesting, there was a lot of blowback to it. You heard a lot of people complain about it. Yet you'd still have people that would go. People would still go shopping. But COVID interrupted a lot of that and it just never really all came back. I think they've realized, especially now where Black Friday deals start a month ahead of time.
Yeah,
that opening that Thanksgiving didn't really give them a head start on anybody. I never thought the deals were that great on Thanksgiving anyway, when they were open.
No, it always felt like an unnecessary grab. Like, oh, Black Friday, you think that's the starting line? Well, we've moved the starting line up to ruin these people's holidays.
Right.
And they're sacrificing for your savings on towels. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You see this text too, and it really is so true. It's I've been a retail manager for over 35 years, and it's always funny because customers would call and say, oh, you're open today on Thanksgiving? That's so bad for you guys. And I would say, well, if you'd stop coming in and shopping on these days, eventually you wouldn't have to be here. Right. It would blow their mind. Yeah,
right.
It's so the truth. Yeah, you feel it's like, I feel so bad that you're here. Okay, anyway, bye.
Yeah, we'll see ya. What time again?
A TV for $1. Yay. I only had to fight two old ladies for that. Yay.
So yes. The big retailers will be closed on Thanksgiving. I looked at the whole list. Now, Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops are open on Thanksgiving. Isn't that funny? Well, it is the big hunting push, right?
And they are the same
weekend company
now, I believe.
Yes,
I think they
are.
Okay,
they
that
are.
Makes sense.
They are. And so a lot of people will be out hunting. And so I guess they figure they need that extra day. But you can do your shopping online. It's open all the time. And by the way, there was a place I was looking at online last night getting some gifts. And I was ordering online it was closed. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to go to my app because they had 40% off everything at this place. I go to my app to do it. On the app, it was 40%, then an additional 20% app only. So get yourself on your retailer's app if you want to get additional savings. Or you can just shop local. Hey, this coming Sunday, I did see this. I'm going to make sure here. The beautiful Scranton Cultural Center does a holiday like vendor shopping deal. It's holiday marketplace.
I went to this one.
I love it.
Okay. I think it used to be in the Gold Globe store.
No, this is at the Scranton Cultural Center.
Well, they can't use it there anymore. So maybe it moved or it's totally different. But either way, I love these things.
The Scranton Cultural Center has on November 30th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's the holiday marketplace. Now, it is $5 to get in. They give you this cool shopping bag and such. But the vendors are fantastic. There are 5 floors of shopping. That place is just great to walk through on its own. 95 plus vendors. And they have like wineries, artisans, baked goods. I always go there and get a bunch of baked goods, too. But it's the 13th annual Buy Local Holiday Marketplace. They've got candles. They've got handmade items. It is so awesome. And that is this November 30th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
I think these are great. So much so, and my wife knows this, don't bring me, because these are places I go to buy things I definitely don't need, but feel like I need.
Right. But here's the thing. This is
good,
local.
Though. Yeah, absolutely.
And we want to buy local. And a lot of these are really talented local people with their goods. And you are going to find very unique items. So while I talked about shopping some clothes online from a national retailer, these are the kind of gifts that really stand out. Holiday Marketplace, that is Sunday, November 30th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Scranton Cultural Center. Everything about it, the vibe is great. The place is great. It's just really cool atmospherically, and it'll get you in the holiday spirit. Just want to mention that because I saw it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I was wondering when this was. And again, buying local, I think, is really important.
Oh, absolutely. When you can. I feel like I like buying local and I like the feeling. I feel like there's a mutual like, moment when you buy from someone and they're like, thank you. It's a nice feeling. You never get that at like a big store.
Right. Really awesome. Place to go. And I've gone there probably every year for like 5 years. So I will be there as well. Somebody telling us about the wine they used to have. My grandmother used to give me Galliano wine when I was very young. And my mother would use whiskey to rub my gums when I had a toothache. That'll help too, right?
So one's a good memory. One is a sign of addiction. No, that's something. Again, I think that tradition of using hard liquor to cure ailments really lasted a lot longer in northeastern Pennsylvania than it did around the country. Because my wife, when I first met her, she was like, oh, yeah, we do rock and rye. I never even heard of that before.
Well, you know, when you didn't have a lot of the medicines you have today, might as well numb someone or make them feel good while they're dealing with misery.
Our child is sick and it's Thanksgiving and all the pharmacies are closed. Well, get the hard liquor.
Oh, no. A tortoise has died at the age of 141. I'm looking at it on the
TV. Oh, I thought
that
was related to what I said. It seemed like that was a weird
No, I'm sorry. I just saw this.
Oh,
and,
no.
How amazing, though. Grandma, a Galapagos tortoise at the San Diego Zoo, has died. They've estimated the age to be 141.
What was the name again?
Grandma. G-R-A-M-M-A.
Brace yourself for this, Johnny. Shell, always be remembered.
God. Grandma.
Okay.
Arrived in San Diego between 1928 and 1931, and she was already in her 40s then. They're saying their best guess. I don't know how they figure it all out. She was 141 when she died. She was sweet and shy. She was the queen of the zoo. And they said they had to euthanize her because she had been suffering ongoing bone conditions, I guess, that really were affecting her quality of life.
I hope they gave her like at least 10 years of leeway to prove that that's what they needed to be done. Because after 141 years,
I think they would know.
I would think they would, too.
But 141, that's a long, long time.
Turtles are a weird, like they're...
That's a tortoise.
Sorry.
It's not a turtle. It's a very big difference.
Yeah, it's they're fascinating. They're real light, like they're dinosaurs.
They really are.
It is crazy. Well, rest in peace, Grandma.
Sad.
That sounded so insulting. I don't mean to be insulting. Rest in peace, Grandma. I mean that.
Yeah, it's sad. I can imagine for the people that work there, it's tough. Anytime any animal goes. But when you have one that's there that long, oh my gosh.
Like the shell, it's probably hard.
So just think about it. That would be like 1870 or 80 born. Wild.
Is it really?
Yes. You think about it, 140 some. I mean, 100 would be, you know, 1925 and then just add, you know, 40 onto that. I mean, subtract it.
How did they get it? Like on a horse? They show up like,
it's Galapagos. Someone grabs it and takes it out of the wild. A federal judge on Monday did dismiss the criminal charges against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. They've concluded the prosecutor who brought the charges at the request, it looked like, or urging of the president, was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. So there were a number of things they were fighting this whole thing on.
Right.
But it came down to whether or not this was a person who was legally appointed. So if they don't believe that she was legally appointed, she would not then be able to bring charges. So it halts for now the pair of prosecutions that was a target of two of the president's most high profile political opponents. Now, the orders do not concern the substance of any allegations against either Comey or James. More about the unconventional manner in which the prosecutor was named to her position as an interim U.S. attorney. So that's what's at the heart of this thing. All actions flowing, this is what the judge wrote, from Ms. Halligan's defective appointment were unlawful exercises of executive power and are hereby set aside. Now, a White House spokesperson says the rulings will not be the final word on the matter.
No.
They're going to do an immediate appeal. Prosecutors could try to refile the charges, but on September 30th, that was the five-year statute of limitations in the Comey case. So if she was not able to sign those, you don't get a do-over, according to the ticking clock of time on a sure. thing like statute of limitations.
Yeah, most people are saying Comey's probably not going to get charged again.
Probably not.
Because
I mean, they can argue this on appeal and try to go further to overturn it. But look, they can do all this all they want. I mean, and we have a whole other story about the Secretary of Defense and how they want to now go after Senator Mark Kelly. Because he reiterated the rules for military people. Look, at a time when there is a lot of angst, increasing costs, health insurance for folks that may be too unaffordable for them, changes to SNAP benefits that will leave some people without, you know, those monies once the new year comes. at a time when people are just struggling to get by economically.
Yeah.
We see what the priorities, it seems, of this administration. The administration seems to be hell-bent on this retribution, this vengeance and retribution. And it doesn't make sense. But, you know, they're going to continue to do this stuff and try to crack down on anybody who dares to have any kind of free speech that they don't like. But in the case of Comey and Letitia James, they've already had people at the highest part of the Justice Department who refused to bring these indictments and lost their jobs or left because of it. They could not get anybody to sign their name to this. And you want to know why? Because Lindsey Halligan could be disbarred for this. There are things because of the way that this whole thing went down and about what was shown to the grand jury and what wasn't and, you know, how this was done. Those things could happen. People could be committing, you know, career suicide by doing some of these things at the request of the president. And what they're doing now with the Secretary of Defense and the and trying to go after Senator Mark Kelly.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. These are the things that they preoccupy themselves with. If they would work this hard to make life more affordable for people, that would be nice. It's like all their focus goes in to this kind of retribution. So the Defense Department claims it is opening an investigation into Senator Mark Kelly. And again, they can rephrase this all they want. At no time did any of the Democrats with either military or intelligence background, at no time did they tell anybody to defy legal orders. So they've only elevated Senator Mark Kelly. And this is a guy who is a decorated military member. And he is well respected. You may not like his politics, but we now have, this where we are going to go after people we don't like when they say things. So they could recall Kelly to active duty, they say, for court-martial proceedings or administrative measures. Kelly spent more than two decades in the Navy as a pilot and retired as a captain. He said, this is Senator Kelly, in a post on X, if this is meant to intimidate me and other members of Congress from doing our jobs and holding this administration accountable, it won't work. I've given too much to this country to be silenced by bullies who care more about their own power than protecting the Constitution. So we'll see if anything comes of this. Sometimes I think they say things and then don't follow through. Other times they try to follow through like they did in the case of Comey and James and end up getting slapped down when it comes to court, but
it caused a nice big headache for him for a bit, you know. And if that's the goal, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just about this really childish, retributive kind of stuff. And again, we don't have the luxury, everyday Americans, of dealing with that nonsense when there are real issues that need to be solved.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. from Crimes of the Paranormal, Unsolved Murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Last week, late in the week, it was pretty surprising news. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is going to resign. She will be done early January, just a few days after her pension kicks in. But it looks like, and there's some rumblings, that other Republicans may be resigning from Congress in the middle of their terms.
Oh, really?
Now, she indicated she might not be the only GOP representative who might resign during this congressional term. She wrote on X on Monday. She responded to a report from Punchbowl News, where it stated a few other GOP members are considering retiring in the middle of the term. She wrote, "Fact check true, but it's worse than people inside the bubble know when you talk to real Americans outside the wicked snow globe of Washington, D.C." So right now, the GOP has a slim majority in Congress, 219 seats. Democrats have 213. If they were to lose a handful of other colleagues, it becomes more difficult for the president to push through the agenda. Now, I don't know if you saw the report from Punchbowl News yesterday, but I found it laughable that some of these congresspeople are getting angry because they feel like they're just rubber stampers for this administration.
Hi, America here. We noticed.
God. What the heck?
I mean, for the most part, sometimes you will go along with your party. It seems like all the time, and saying, I have no objections, even if they might.
It's just wild for someone to be like, hey, wait a minute. We feel disrespected. Like all we are is bootlickers. Well, I added that part in, but
I have a theory. We should be part of what I call the checks and balances system. Does anyone else agree that no, that is what you should be doing?
Yeah, like that's your job.
Yeah, don't act
all
like...
All of a sudden they're like, well, we don't like the way they're treating us. They're bullying us. They're blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's because you let them. We are so shocked. We are so shocked that we're being treated like the doormat we laid down and allowed. And now you're mad about it. You know why? The only reason why you're mad about it now is that it looks like the country has lost all faith in the Republican Party. When you look at the latest poll numbers, where congressional polls showing a 14-point edge for Democrats, an election where Democrats were winning in red Republican areas, not just in, you know, the turnout was just crazy for people that have said enough. These people don't care that they were doormats. They're just mad now because they might lose their job. It's like, it's wild. So there's no principle there, because at any time, any of you could have stood up and done the courageous thing. So there you go. Do as you wish. Leave if you want to. Run away, whatever it may be.
It's pronounced Congress, not courageous. I just want to throw it out there. Like, I don't know that they feel like that's part of their job, just to go along.
I mean, literally stood by and let them do a whole bunch of really awful things. And now you regret it. And you only regret it right after an election where you got your, you know what, handed to you. And you're really concerned about your future. Hey, how about next time actually doing your job? You know, for the American people, not for one person. One of the things that Penn State fans have been anxiously awaiting is the naming of a new coach.
Oh, is that
weird.
Right?
Yeah. It's weird because while our coach was terminated, James Franklin was able to be hired by another place. He's at Virginia Tech. And it's weird because it's like we're in this limbo.
Yep.
And you're seeing like someone else. It's almost like the relationship is over. This one has moved on with a new girlfriend. And then they're taking some of the friends away with them. Some of the recruits have been meeting up with James Franklin, and, you know, he may take some people with him. And we just wait here and go, what's next? Now, there's a guy there, the interim coach, who seems to be getting a lot of support. I don't know if he's going to get the big job. And yesterday during a news conference, he said, I would love to be with Penn State in any capacity, but I would love to be the head coach. So he's opened it as in, I want to be the head coach, but I would love to be here in any way. Which some people thought he may think that it's not going to happen for him. And there are some rumblings behind the scenes that it's probably not going to happen. But they need to make a place for him. Now, it may happen. Who knows? Yeah. So I'm looking at the Center Daily Times newspaper from out there. And every week they come through like the top five candidates. And we're in this weird limbo because some of these candidates are obviously in a regular season and we don't know about a postseason. And all of that could complicate things because the portal opens. It's the weird timing of things. And there have been some who said that college football has to change this, has to change the system where people can go in the portal before bowl games and could go in the portal, you know, before people make coaching changes. And, you know, should the timing all be switched around because they've changed things. So we're going to get into the latest top five coaching, according to the Center Daily Times, and who those people might be. But first, let's get to Joe Snedeker, Storm Tracker 16, with a look at our forecast.
Hi, folks, and welcome to, what is it, Thanksgiving Eve, And I don't want to build unnecessary drama, but I don't know. It's a thing, right? Come on. Everyone's in holiday mode already, perhaps. Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. Well, let's admit it. We're all working less. You know, the teachers, they're mailing it in. If you even go to your doctor, he's mailing it in. If you might have something serious, he's going to say, eh, you'll be fine. Be careful. The next couple days, everyone's mailing it in. Today, it's going to be kind of cloudy, but mild, up near 50. Showers invade this afternoon. Steady rain by mid, late afternoon and evening. The rain tonight comes with warm air. Could hit 50 tonight while you sleep and even go up by daybreak tomorrow into the 50s. Now, tomorrow's going to be an awesome Wednesday. Thanksgiving Eve. Cloudy to partly sunny, passing shower, but 60 degrees. Could tomorrow be the last 60 of the year? So again, enjoy your Thanksgiving Eve tomorrow, warm temperatures. And then you know it, on Thanksgiving, partly sunny in the morning. It'll turn cloudy with some flurries and a cold wind in the afternoon on Thanksgiving, with highs barely reaching 40. Cold and windy on Friday with some flurries. And Saturday looks quiet at this point. The rest, my friend, that's up to you. There's only two people I know not mailing it in, and that's Jason and Nancy. They made me say that. Make it a good week.
That joke's on, oh, he's on to us. Yeah.
It is 40 degrees at your official weather station, WILK. We're not mailing it in. We're giving you
as
always. All right. So Center Daily Times, I guess they have been, since James Franklin's been out, ranking the top five candidates throughout this search. So here's where we're at right now. Number one on the list right now is James Madison head coach Bob Chesney. Last week he was number four. He has moved up to the top. He has picked up momentum. They say he would make a lot of sense as a coach who has had success and proven his ability at every level. Number two, Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer. Now, this is a must-win game he has for Alabama coming up against Auburn. They are trying to make it to the college football playoff. A loss would drop Alabama to 9-3 and would incense fans. Some of them are already on the fence about him. It doesn't mean he would leave. They really would like to talk to him, but a lot of it has to go to what happens in that game and whether or not he even wants to come here. So he's been a top target for Penn State, but it's kind of a poke and hope kind of thing.
Is somebody really a candidate if they just go, you know, it'd be really cool?
Yeah, right.
And they're not interested.
Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman is number three on the list, but most people have said he is unlikely to leave Notre Dame for Penn State. In fact, some think if he's going anywhere, he may go to the NFL.
Interesting.
But he has been on the list of the hot board because he is coveted by Penn State. Would he leave if he was given more money? That's the question. Number four on the list, Georgia Tech head coach Brent Key. Last week, he was number one. They said he moved down not because of the loss to Pittsburgh Saturday, but there's waning confidence he would accept an offer. So there we go. Another one that we don't know. And number five, Missouri head coach Eli Drinkwitz. He's a candidate from the South, spent most of his career there, likely in line for an extension at the current school if he doesn't leave. And there are other SEC openings that might be interested. They still have on the names to ponder interim coach Terry Smith, Brian Hartline, Ohio State offensive coordinator, and Duke head coach Manny Diaz.
I keep hearing also Joe Brady.
I've heard that too.
From the Patriots. It is, this whole thing is
Buffalo.
Fascinating. I consider the Bills to be Patriots.
Okay.
Sorry, my bad. I think this is fun. I saw somebody recently going, it doesn't make a difference. They're going to suck. I'm like, look, this, when you have a bad season, this is the kind of football talk that really keeps you motivated for the future. I love this kind of like, what's next? This is the drama I personally live for,
right,
which is how I can survive being fans of bad teams. So I'm giving you this tip, ride this wave, enjoy it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Heinz has launched a new product. It's called Leftover Gravy.
Is this a good product?
It is a great product. This
Explain
is the
why.
First squeezable bottle of Heinz home-styled turkey gravy. The company says the release is designed to make Thanksgiving leftovers easier to enjoy. A recent poll finds 94% of you prefer leftover sandwiches after the holiday. Nearly half consider gravy the essential ingredient. Well, because a lot of times the gravy's gone. You might
Correct.
Have leftovers and the gravy's gone. So then you either have to go get a can and then open the can just to put a little bit on your sandwich.
But isn't that what you're doing with this? Oh, it's squeezable, though.
It's a squeezable.
I understand
it's
that.
It's simple.
It's called what again? I saw the title. It's officially
home-style gravy. It's Heinz home-style turkey gravy.
Okay.
It's a squeezable bottle. I love it.
Was that like leftover gravy or something? The official title? I thought that's what it said.
No, it just says.
Either way. Wouldn't this just be like, hey, Heinz, new extra ketchup. You know that ketchup when you don't finish all the ketchup on your plate, you put too much for your
friends.
I understand what this is. I thought this
was a little dollop on your sandwich. I would use it on other sandwiches.
I don't think it's a horrible thing. I thought, I'll be honest, when I first saw it, I thought it was like an SNL parody. And I was like, this is not that funny. But
I'm sorry. It is called leftover gravy.
What I'm saying. It's like leftover gravy. It's like we also have,
It is a bottle of Heinz homestyle turkey gravy called leftover gravy. And it's just, hey, you need a little bit here or there. And you don't have to go through all that other work.
I would give it a try.
Why not?
Why the heck
easy.
Not?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.